The Gospel of John, Chapter 7. After these things Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brothers therefore said to him, "Depart from here, and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you do. For there is no man that does anything in secret, and he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For neither did his brothers believe in him. Then Jesus said to them, "My time is not come yet, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hates, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Go up to this feast." "I go not up yet to this feast, for my time is not yet full come." When he said these words to them, he stayed still in Galilee. But when his brothers were gone up, then went he also up to the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, "Where is he?" And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, "He is a good man." Others said, "No, but he deceives the people." However, no man spoke openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now, about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How knows this man letters, having never learned?" Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaks of himself seeks his own glory, but he that seeks his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law? And yet none of you keeps the law. Why go you about to kill me?" The people answered and said, "You have a devil. Who goes about to kill you?" Jesus answered and said to them, "I have done one work, and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave to you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And you, on the Sabbath day, circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken. Are you angry at me because I have made a man completely whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Then said some of them of Jerusalem, "Is not this he whom they seek to kill? But see, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? However, we know this man from where he is. But when Christ comes, no man knows where he is." Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, "You both know me, and you know from where I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me." Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him and said, "When Christ comes, will he do more miracles than these which this man has done?" The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Jesus to them, "Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go to him that sent me. You shall seek me, and shall not find me. And where I am, there you cannot come." Then said the Jews among themselves, "Where will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go to the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said, 'You shall seek me, and you shall not find me'? And where I am, there you cannot come." In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." But this spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, "Of a truth, this is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that Christ comes of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?" So there was a division among the people because of him, and some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, "Why have you not brought him?" The officers answered, "Never man spoke like this man." Then answered the Pharisees,
Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people, who knows not the law, are cursed.
Nicodemus said to them, He that came to Jesus by night, being one of them,
Does our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he does?
They answered and said to him,
Are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee rises no prophet.
And every man went to his own house.